Okay, so you finally found the time to declutter your closets, clean out your underwear drawer, and match up all those stray socks. You've made a few piles. One for a donation center, one for those business suits you're going to try to sell on a reseller site. You're feeling pretty good about decluttering your life, but then it hits you. What do I do with all the stuff I no longer want? And what about the stuff I know I really shouldn't be donating? You know what I'm talking about. That pile of unmatched socks and unraveling underwear. What about those old towels, Fido's old dog toy, and those stained pillowcases you haven't used in decades? Does everyone else make a million trips to donation centers, or do they just throw it all in the trash? The hard part should be deciding on what you want to keep and what you should donate, not who should get it or what will happen to the stuff I know I really shouldn't be donating. Welcome to the Care What You Wear and So Much More podcast. I'm your host, Jermaine Caprio, and in this episode, I get to speak with Amelia Trumbull, co-founder of Retold Recycling. She and her partner, Alan Yeo, have solved one of the textile industry's biggest sources of pollution. What do we do with all of our old clothes, towels, and other household textiles we no longer want or need? I'm talking about the good and the bad. Retold Recycling is a one-bag solution to a dirty problem the textile industry's been facing forever. So, before you tackle that crowded closet, listen to how Amelia and her co-founder came up with a simple solution that will make your decluttering project a whole lot easier and the planet a whole lot cleaner. I hope you enjoy this episode. Amelia, welcome to the Care What You Wear and So Much More podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, I'm so stoked to talk with you because what you are doing is one of the biggest issues I have with the garment industry, and I'm in that industry, and I'm just so thrilled that you've done something like this. But before we get started, let's talk about your journey first, and then maybe you can let me know how you met your co-founders.
Yeah, for sure. As you can tell from my accent, I'm Australian. My professional background predominantly has been in digital marketing and e-commerce. That led me to move to New York. That is actually where I met my co-founders at the first role that I had there at MAC Cosmetics.
Yeah.
So my co-founders on Retold, Alan and Noel, the three of us were working together and we were all sort of running different disciplines, but we were peers with each other. And quite often in the trenches, we would talk about, you know, we want to leave, we want to start our own thing. But, you know, the one thing that we all agreed on is that we wanted to develop a business that was doing something good for the earth. Right. MAC is a very philanthropic brand, which I think connected, you know, all of us as well. We all moved on to other jobs and other opportunities. And then fast forward to a dinner that Noel and I were having at one point. I was trying to declutter my New York apartment. I was Ubering bags of clothes to Goodwill. I was like taking them to FedEx stores to try and, you know, send out for things that I'd sold online. But then of course I was left with things like old underwears and bras that I was like, I can't donate these. I'm so overwhelmed. There has to be an easier way. Can't I just like send this stuff off from my home? And that's where the idea really crystallized between myself and Noel. And then of course we brought in Alan because he'd always been part of the journey for us as well. And that's really how Retold was born. Mm-hmm. The more we talked about it, the more sort of like it came to life. And then the more we started telling our friends and family about it, they would like, you know, message us and say, I really need those bags that you were talking about. Like, have you guys launched that thing yet? We knew we were onto something. You know, the statistics for us were absolutely shocking. The volume of garments and just textiles in general that are going to landfill every year in the US and then obviously around the globe was just absolutely mind-blowing to us. Like, we knew there was a problem. We didn't know it was that large.
Yeah. I think that we all have this idea that when we take a bag of clothes to Goodwill or to some charitable organization, mm-hmm. they're going to sift through it all and find everything that we've given them in perfect condition and resell yep. them. And we don't really donate the stuff that's in great condition. We donate right. the stuff that's like falling apart or, yep. you know, and I really am appalled when people donate underwear. I've seen it and I'm kind of like, you know, really, we shouldn't be, we shouldn't be doing that. Who wants to touch your old underwear, number one?
Yeah.
And no one really wants your old underwear.
Totally. And it's kind of like so counterintuitive. I choose to believe in people's hearts, they're trying to be charitable. They're trying to give items to these companies that can then resell them and make money and you know, serve a part of the population or a cause. But in actual fact, what they're doing is just adding cost. Of course, there's definitely people out there, you know, probably yourself and myself included, like we're a bit more educated as well around like what does sell in these markets. The broader question is, what do you do with everything else?
Right.
So that's really, you know, where we invented Retold, and that's how we're here to help.
Oh, I just think it's so wonderful and amazing that you all came together to solve this problem. It's a huge problem, and some organizations that claim to not recycle, but maybe, well, some of them do say recycle your clothes. Mm-hmm. They actually just send them off to like Pakistan or something. And they don't even want our clothes. I mean, no, I don't believe any country, just like our plastics, wants our old clothes anymore. I think they're all ending up like on a beach somewhere and, you know, polluting our planet.
So it is interesting. Obviously, you know, I came at this industry from a consumer point of view, as I said, and as we've done so much research, we've really learned a lot. And, you know, approaching things as a consumer, obviously I'm, what I have learned from more of the industry people that I've connected with is that there are micro economies that can be generated by moving some of these secondhand items offshore. And there is a large like resale market for certain types of products in other countries. They are very specific workflows that are managed by very professional companies who really know what they're doing. And then, yeah, of course, there are other, you know, outlets that just will dump millions of the same t-shirt in certain landfills elsewhere. But I will say I was very encouraged to learn that there are, you know, use cases for moving products offshore. I think everyone's very scared of recycling or reselling items offshore. And I think there's definitely a business case for it if it's managed and run by the right people and you're getting them the right items. Like one factoid that I found really interesting recently, I learned that there is a very large market for bras in Latin America. So there's a large resale market there. So if it's the right workflow, the right items are being sorted and getting to the right end destination, I think there's definitely something positive. There's a very broad perception around, you know, offshore is bad. Maybe not in all instances, but unfortunately history has told us that there is a lot of bad behavior on that front. And yeah, I think there's definitely a lot of hope and a lot of positive momentum in the space around textile recycling in general.
I think when we look at anything in terms of trying to save the planet or have a lower impact, which is really what I try to educate the world on, I think people who hear about your organization and what you do, maybe they'll have an awakening about it. And the last thing you want to do is make people feel overwhelmed or guilty for their past behavior.
Yeah.
You know? Exactly. So I always tell people, you know, one day at a time, you know, work on something that's manageable for a little bit. And you've made clothing recycling very manageable. So tell me how this works. I am coming to your site. I'm going to Retold Recycling. And how does this all work if I want to send my clothes and my very clean old underwear to you?
Yes, please. So yeah, that, and I love that you've sort of framed it that way. It's like, we have tried to make it very easy and convenient for everyone because it can become habitual, and that's ultimately what we want. So whenever you have items to declutter out of your home, we hope that you think Retold first. And yeah, you just jump on retoldrecycling.com and we have our different bag packages that you can buy. So you can buy one bag to just try for first off. If you have a few things that you want to get rid of out of your home, like we have a 3-pack, we have a 10-pack. And then we also have a subscription where if you're like, you know what, I definitely will have things on a regular basis that I want to declutter, let me sign up for a subscription and then we send you bags quarterly. So each bag comes with the postage included and adhered to the bag. So we'll mail it to you. And all you need to do is, as you said, please wash and dry all of the items that you want to put in your Retold bag. And they can be obviously, like the good, we say we take the good stuff and the bad stuff. We take, you know, the really beautiful sweater that you've, you know, worn for several seasons. It still is in great shape, but you're a bit sick of it. And mm-hmm. we'll also take that single sock where it's lost its friend somehow in the dryer. You know, we'll take all of the good and bad. We'll take old towels. We'll take soft dog toys. Yeah, household textile that can be broken down and resold. We'll take it. Just give it a good wash and dry. And then put it in your retail bag, seal it up, and then you just need to drop it off at USPS or if you have a mail room in your building or at your work, wherever there's a mail collection. We really kind of take most things, to be honest, in that textile space. The only call out is if there's anything really covered in a lot of like oil or sort of like any kind of industrial fabrics or solvents or anything like that. That's a sort of a no-go for us. So you can declutter to your heart's content. Exciting thing to know is as part of our subscriptions, we also have our Retold Rewards program. So the people who have signed up for the subscriptions, each time they send in a bag, we track that and then we unlock a reward for you. So we have a rewards gallery and we're adding to it all the time of feel-good brands who will offer you promo codes to spend on their site, which kind of offsets the cost of the subscription if you're getting a discount somewhere else on something that you like. But a lot of what we're here to do, honestly, is about education, much like yourself. And we want to open people's eyes without that shame to, you know, really create a new behavior around never throwing items in the trash and not adding to landfill.
You've made it so easy. I think it's just such a brilliant idea to send.
Thank you.
I mean, I don't know how much easier it could be. It's like getting an invitation to a wedding and all you have to do is put yes or no on a card and mail it back with a stamped envelope. But you've made it with the clothes. I just think it's really a beautiful, beautiful system. So what are some of the biggest challenges you've had with, you know, launching Retold, and what have been some of your proudest successes?
That's a great question. So I'd love to start with proudest successes if we can, you know.
We
did a bit of a roundup at the end of last year, so we've only been operational for just over 2 years. We launched in 2020 and we pulled a whole heap of stats at the end of last year to do our sort of like annual Retold report. We knew there was great momentum, but when we could see that there were some customers who were ordering, you know, several times a year, and they've not only like signed up for a subscription, but they're buying subscriptions for other people. And then the other big kicker that we loved is that we had some like people recycling in all of the contiguous US. There's so much for us to be proud of, honestly. Yeah, we actually like find a lot of success in what we've done so far. We, you know, we want to be doing the right thing.
I think you are doing the right thing. It's just such a huge problem that you're solving. I can't be more excited and thrilled to learning about it. So, okay, the challenge. Give me something that, you know.
So, honestly, the biggest challenge, to be honest with you, is like, as I, you know, mentioned, you know, we had this idea of like, how do we solve this problem? We did all of the research on the size of the problem. We did a whole lot of investigation around different recycling partners that we could work with. We contacted all of them and said, hey, if we did something like this, would you take our bags? And they were like, yes, 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 you know, great. No roadblocks there. Off we went, did like all of the financial modeling, started working on our website, did all of the branding. And then we're in a pretty good place in 2018, to be honest. We could probably spin up a beta and just do a test. And so we reached back out to all of the recycling partners that we called very early on. And when we explained to them, hey, we're going to have a haphazard amount of yellow bags show up at your facility through the post on any given day. And what we need you to do is sort them and then make sure that nothing goes to landfill. So clear it through your workflows. Is that cool? And they were like, no, we can't do that. Like, are you telling me you're going to have mixed materials? You're telling me I have to open the bag and you're telling me, I don't know how much is going to come. Like, it's not going to be on a pallet. Like, how do we book this in? And it was just a very challenging new way of working for a lot of the companies that we'd spoken to. We literally had to go back to the drawing board and then we looked for a recycling partner who could work in with our model for a year and a half, because we just fundamentally believed like we needed to have this bag-based program, or, you know, container-based program that we could send through the mail, just have it come into someone's house and then easily go out And then we take the care of the rest of it for them.
Let me ask you real quickly. So when I send my yellow retold bag to you, I don't send it to your facility. I send it straight to the recycling facility. Is that correct? And then they open it, they recycle it. Is that correct?
Correct. And we have a program in the back of our website that chooses the shipping label to get it here to your bags to go to the closest possible location. So again, we're trying to be mindful as well of our carbon footprint. And that's another reason why we leverage USPS, is because they're already running all of those mail routes.
Right.
So we're trying to piggyback off those, not add additional carbon footprint, but also keep the distance that everything's traveling as low as possible from a bag perspective, because that's where the weight is really. We actually don't really have a headquarters for all of the front end part of the business. All of us work remotely. Everything back of house, all of the items that get recycled and sorted all go to our recycling partners.
Wow, that's beautiful that your recycling facility takes care of all that. So they're the ones that sort through the old socks and underwear, and some of the clothes go, do they go into insulation, or what happens to the clothes that they can actually break down and recycle?
Yeah, I'll give you the breakdown. So a large portion of what our recycling partner sees is obviously things that can actually be resold, because people want the convenience of getting rid of the good with the bad. A large portion, and you know, sometimes it's like 50, 60% of the bags can be resold. So they get distributed to thrift stores. Sometimes it actually goes to also to charitable stores.
Right.
So there's definitely items that can be resold. So off they go. And then the rest of the items are really sorted and handed through brokers who grade it on the quality of the items. So if there's sort of relatively clean cotton materials, they could go to rag companies who will reuse them for like hospitality rags and things like that. And then for things like your undies that obviously can't really be reused, and you know, things that have stains or whatever else, like not really fit for any reuse, you know, in its purpose in its current form, those items do get broken down to a pulp, which the industry term for that is shoddy. There's a whole lot of different ways in which that can be reused, such as, you're exactly right, insulation, the inside of car seats, the squishy floor at playgrounds. There's more and more things coming out all the time. But what I recently learned about was the inside of like boxing bags and pads and things for martial arts.
Awesome.
So I'm like, even sporting materials. So yeah, we're learning all the time about new uses for that bulk, which is super exciting.
Really exciting. So do they ever foresee a glut, like too much stuff and not enough to do with it if they can't resell it?
No. So not from what we've heard. To be honest with you, during COVID as well, there was a very large boom with thrifting. So thrift stores have had like a significant amount of traffic pickup. So from the resale perspective, they're actually hungry for pieces, and there's a lot of momentum in that resale channel, which is great. So we're feeding that. And then, yeah, I mean, there's like new uses for the recycled materials coming up every day. And I think, you know, that from what I've heard, there doesn't seem to be any kind of glut or, you know, worry that we're going to produce too much. The other thing that's coming down the pipeline, which isn't happening in such a significant way yet within the US, there's a little bit more of this happening in Europe, is like really exploring that true circular fashion.
Right.
Story where you break down clothes, you can re-spin the fabrics into a new sort of next generation fabric and then make clothes from that. A lot of the items that you would see that are made from recycled materials obviously come from plastics today. So that's another thing that we're super excited about, and that would become an additional way that our items are sorted in the future. Our dream, like on our business plan from day one, is that we wanted to have our own retold merchandise that was made from items that people had sent in their retold bags. We are working on merch, which will all be from recycled materials, but from plastics. Yeah, we would love to get there in the future. So the exciting thing is there's like more and more need for this, but also the problem keeps growing and growing. So it's working hand in hand right now, which is great.
That is so positive. You've actually turned my entire mood around today.
Awesome. So happy to hear that.
So, I mean, my thing is I've been a clothing designer for quite some time, and I've always been focused on the planet and always tried to use the most environmentally sound and lowest impact fabrics like organic cotton. But people don't realize that even organic cotton uses tons and tons of water to make, and it's grown in, you know, drought prone areas of the world. And it's really not super sustainable. I've been looking at it more like, let's make better clothes that last longer. But we all have to come to the realization that our clothes one day won't be worn anymore. We're not around to wear them anymore, or, you know, we're done. They rip or they're irreparable. But so what you're doing just brings me great joy, especially as a manufacturer. Yeah, I just think it's pretty awesome what you're doing.
We're very encouraged by what we're feeling within the industry. Like, there's just more and more groundswell with brands about not only how can they, like, one, improve their business practices, but two, you know, make sure that they're offering solutions internally for recycling things that within their own workflow, but also helping educate customers, which is where we particularly love to partner with them on recycling. So it's like, we're not telling you not to shop. I'm a big shopper. I want to know that the brands that I'm shopping from have this top of mind. And if I'm buying a new thing and I'm going to get rid of an old thing, I love a brand that's supporting me in that. I think there's a lot of momentum there with some amazing brands.
Well, and I think it's really the responsible thing to do. And it's something that as a clothing manufacturer, we've been looking to partner with for quite some time now. So we can talk a little bit more about that. Yes. Another time. So when you're shopping, do you look, now that you know what fabrics are best, do you look at fabrics when you're shopping, or do you still just focus on, I think I'd look great in this and I could wear it a long time?
No, I have to say, like, very much, I mean, yes, of course I do have that, like, visceral reaction seeing something, go, ooh, I really want that. But more and more, you know, I'm paying attention to what, you know, different brands are doing, whether they're offering more recycled items from plastics, or, you know, using those kind of more organic cottons or whatever. So I'm definitely leaning towards that. So it's definitely seeping into my consciousness. I know I haven't turned over my wardrobe 100%, but I definitely would say, you know, a very high percentage of the things that I buy now are sustainably led. It goes back to that education piece again, because it's like, once you know better, you do better. And, I definitely have found myself changing my behavior. Same thing with beauty products as well. You know, the three of us, you know, worked in the beauty industry together, and more, like, there's more clean brands all doing the right thing with recycling programs, etc. So I'm definitely leaning to those kind of products too.
Well, that's one of the things that used to draw me to MAC was, and I don't know if this is still correct, but I thought they take back your, like, if you give them 5 plastic tubes or something, they give you a free lipstick or something.
Yeah, the Back to MAC program.
It's just brilliant. It's a great way to, I mean, it's not perfect, but it's definitely helpful. And just as we were saying earlier, like, every little bit is a start and a step in the right direction.
Correct. Correct. So yeah.
I just want to solve the plastic issue with beauty products, especially when, you know, you walk into anyone's bathroom, and I've switched to bar shampoo, so I don't have any more plastic bottles in my shower. And I love the shampoos I'm using, but I mean, I use a toner and it's in a plastic bottle. And I'm getting so, like, fed up that I'm not going to use that toner anymore. I'm seeking out products that only come in glass. And I mean, everything has its drawbacks, but I think we have to look for items, especially in the beauty industry, that can do better.
Yeah. I feel like there's also, like, a good momentum towards refillables and things like that as well, which is encouraging too. I'm with you. I feel like there is some good momentum there, but of course there's, like, you know, there's also those products that you love and the, you know, you hope the brands will evolve and be able to package them in something different.
So now that you're a clothing hero in the industry.
Oh, I love that. I'm going to add that to my LinkedIn.
You have to. It's all of you do. I'm so in awe of all of you. And I'm so thrilled that you've come up with this, because really you're solving such a huge issue. What do you do on a personal level to keep your impact low, like, in your day-to-day? Like, for me, if I walk into the produce department, I no longer pull those little plastic bags and put my Brussels sprouts in them. I bring a little cotton web bag and put them in there instead, if I remember. And if I don't remember, I don't buy them that day. I have to go back home and get it for the next run. That's my biggest issue with reusable bags. But so what do you do when you become more conscious with this part of your life? What do you do on a day-to-day that you feel could have a decent impact for other people to try to think about?
Well, I will say, like, one of the, not necessarily that everyone can pick this up, but one of the great things that happened to me during COVID is that all of my work obviously centered around being at home. And I live in Los Angeles, and I was driving everywhere before COVID. So just purely not driving, I feel like, is, or not having to drive as much at all, is like a really significant step forward. So I definitely feel good about that. I have an electric car on order, which I'm like very excited to get. So that's a great step up for me. And I'm also very lucky with where I live, you know, within walking distance, there's shops, so I could go on foot and, you know, grab those items. I take my reusable bag as well. We had a thing on our Retold Instagram earlier in the year about like what sustainable swaps you're making. And my big one, my big goal for myself this year is to drink less cans of seltzer. Cause even if I'm recycling the cans, like, great, but like, how about we just use less of them in general? So really trying to use my SodaStream.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, that's been a big one for me. And I've been pretty good with that, actually, I have to say. And another big one for me is really starting to compost this year, getting rid of all of those, you know, fruit and veggie scraps, etc. So that's another easy swap.
Composting your food, to me, is... Some people can do it. I'm very lucky. We live in a town that actually provides big compost bins for us. And you put all of your compostables into the bin, and then they come once a week and pick it up. And, you know, now we're in the Midwest. I'm in Chicago, so the leaves are everywhere. I can put the leaves in there. I can put cardboard in there. I can even put pizza boxes, which a lot of composts don't accept. So I went to Arizona actually to visit a friend, and they weren't even recycling or or composting or anything, but their town didn't offer a recycling program. And so
there's actually a lot of parts of the US where they don't really have any kind of programming. We do a lot of work with the Tennessee Environmental Council, and you know, there's obviously large parts of Tennessee where they don't have formal recycling programs. So, you know, we're proud to partner with them, and we love the fact that, you know, they're off getting grants and doing different things to be able to bring programs to areas where it's underserved. But yeah, I do think that there are ways in which you can have those swaps, you know, getting your refillable water bottle cups and things that you can use for your coffee and whatever else, like getting rid of those. So yeah, I do think that there's a lot of like easy ways in which you can make those swaps. And you know, it just keeps compounding on what we've been saying. It's like, once you have that sort of like seed of that education around like how you can do better, like it seeps into your consciousness, and you actually start learning more and more about other ways in which you can apply it in your life and pick ideas up from friends and things like that. So
I think recycling our textiles and old clothes with Retold is one of the easiest and best ways to become more sustainable and lower our impact. I'm really thrilled that we found you. I'm so excited to share your company. How can we find you, Amelia?
Our website is retoldrecycling.com, which is where you can buy all of our bags and subscriptions. We are also on Instagram with Retold Recycling, also on TikTok if you want to watch some of our fun little TikToks. You can find me directly on LinkedIn. My name's Amelia Trumbull, so you could find me through the Retold page as well. Love to hear from anyone from a collaboration perspective. And then, you know, as we're sort of moving towards the holidays, the one thing I'm asking for everyone is that you consider buying an e-gift card for people in your friends and family circle. From Retold, and introducing this recycling concept to people that are close to you and help spread the word.
That's a great idea. Yeah. I'm going to do that. It's a great stocking stuffer, right?
Yeah. Oh, well, they're digital, so you can just print off the email. But yes, yeah, around the holiday.
Yeah, I hope they're digital. Of course. Yeah, you don't want any, no more plastic gift cards. That's my biggest pet peeve, one of them.
Yeah.
Listen, my goal is to spread the word about companies that are doing good things for the planet. I'm just thrilled that we had you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. No, this has been great. Great chatting with you.
We hope this podcast has made you more conscious of how you're impacting the planet and that you'll visit our website, majamas.com. There you'll find our entire collection on sale. Why? Because things are changing at Majamas Earth, and we hope you'll stay tuned to learn more about what will be happening to me in 2023. In the meantime, you can keep up with our news on Instagram and Pinterest at Majamas_Earth and on Facebook at Majamas Earth. Care what you wear, and remember, collectively, we have the power to save the planet.